We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We're starting from the new Mishnah. Talk to Mishnah, new discussion. Hanitun ala shifcha v'neshtachira. There's someone, Reuven, and he was married. Reuven's a married person, or he wasn't married, it makes no difference. Reuven was chashed to having a relationship with a certain shifcha. V'neshtachira, and they freed her. Oyal v'eschavim. There's a rumor that he has a relationship with a certain non-Jewish woman. But it's Gaira, and she became Hagar. The loch is a razor l'yichnois. Reuven is not allowed to marry this shifcha or v'eschavim because it looks like it was takachu, confirmed rumors, because the minute they become available, he marries them. So those rumors that they said they had a relationship, it sounds like true. V'imkanas, but if they marry, emetzim yodoy. You're not mighty them. And the Gemara will discuss a little bit more. The next case of the Mishnah is, anitan al eshes ish. If Reuven, who's either married or not, makes no difference, but he has a relationship with Shimon's wife. Shimon's married. Shimon's wife is a married lady. He has a relationship with her. And Bezdin made Shimon divorce his wife because his wife was playing around. And Metachas Yodai. Then Reuven wants to go marry this former Eshtish. The halacha is, you're not allowed to marry her. And if he marries her, Apishakonas Yotzi, you might see. Because the halacha is, when Bezdin knows that someone's Mazana, she has to be divorced from her husband, and she's also to the boil also. To the baal and to the boil. That's the halacha. We learn that from Pasuk Saita. She's also to the baal, to her husband, which is Shimon, and she's also to the boil, which is the one who she's hanging out with, which is Reuven. She's also to him as well, to the baal and the boil. Zok the Gemara. We're first to discuss the first half of the Mishnah, which is Anitan al Shifcha v'Neshtachra al Averzchav v'Nesgaira. So we're going to talk about the case where a non-Jewish woman becomes a Geiris. The halacha is, we tell him he's not allowed to marry. The one who had a relationship with her is not allowed to marry her. Hagiyaris miyahava, but it's mashma. She is a good giyaris. Like Tosfos speaks out, the second Tosfos, the mashma loyichnas who, aval acha shar loyichnas lechatilas. Mashma, someone else is allowed to marry her. It's a good giyaris. It's good giyaris. Great thing. Marakash, Raminu asir akasha from a brayso. It says in the brayso, echad ishin is gar shum isha. If a man, a goyish man, becomes a ger in order to get married to a certain woman, v'echad isha is gar l'shem ish, or a certain lady becomes a ger l'shem ish. The chemish is gar l'shem shulchan malachim, or if someone becomes a ger because he wants to get food from the government of the Jews, l'shem avi shleimo, or he wants to become a eved by Shlomo Melech's palace because it's a lot of money over there. Ain't none gerim. The Rebbe Nechemya. Chemish says you have ulterior motives to become a ger. It's not a ger. It's the Rebbe Nechemya. So Rebbe Nechemya Omer echad ger royos. Say a ger becomes ger because he's scared of lions, and for example, by the kusim is a story like that. Echad ger chaloymos. And a ger that becomes a ger because he had a dream that he should become a ger. Ve'ech a ger in Mordechai Esther, or a ger in the times of Mordechai Esther, where there's a major nace, and therefore they come running. Ein en ger, the not ger matchi is ger v'zman hazeh. Until this ger, like in these days, v'zman hazeh, told him a ger in these days. These days, a lot of tzaras. Let them a ger now. Frey tomorrow, v'zman hazeh sakadaitach. You only become a ger these days. You couldn't become a ger until now. Like Rashi asks, there's a Gemara that says that Vuzradon was a good ger. If he's a ger, it was before our days. So what does it mean? Ela ema kibbis manazet. Like the time, the only time you come a ger is like the time, like now, when it's Saras and Klai Yisrael, but not so plentiful, then you can come a ger. But when it's very plentiful and you're coming to try to get the good life, you don't accept the gerim then. So what's the kasha? Our Mishnah says that it looks like over here, this woman had a relationship and she becomes a geiris. We say, it's a good geiris. You just can't marry the nitan. You can't marry the person they had a relationship with. So what's going on here? It looks like he did a geiris, shemish. Om Rav Yitzchak, Zemar says, no, it's not Shver. Ho itma lo, Om Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Shmei de Rav, Halocha kedivrei ha'oimer, Kulam gerimim. Rav said over, the halocha is, like the Vandi Amor says, Kulam gerim. Like the Ritva explains, Rav had a Kabbalah, that there was a chaylik on Rav Nechemya. There was a agar on Nechemya. He held that it is a good geris. And he held, we paskin like the Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim, that it's a good geris. So why can't this person relationship marry her? Like Tosfos explains, till now we thought maybe you can't marry her because maybe the geiris is not a good geiris. It's not a good geiris. But now we're saying it's a good geiris, so why can't he take a marry her? And for the Gemara, like we spoke on the Mishnah, the reason is like this, which is the Rav Asi. The Rav Asi, that the Pasuk says, Hosim cha ikshus peh ulezus svasayim harchik mimecha. Don't let people say rumors about you. Now, if he has, everyone's saying rumors, he has a relationship with this non-Jew, Jewish woman. Then she becomes a geiris and you marry her. Everyone says, yeah, I see Taka's true. They had a relationship. Taka had a relationship. It's confirmed. And now you're confirming rumors. So therefore, we tell him, don't marry her. It's only the Rabbanu de Gedin. And therefore, if he goes out and marries her, then the halacha is it is chal. the other Rishonim learn a little different. The laws that the laws is not that we're confirming that there was a relationship. They're confirming that she only became a ger is for ishus. That's what the laws would be. Oh, it looks like she became a ger to marry him. That's the laws. That's all the Rishonim learn. So the Maravai, the Torah learned the Brisa. Im mekab megerim mois b'shiach. By mois b'shiach, we're not mekab megerim. And the Rishonim speak out. Even with fi rav lechatchila. You should not accept gerim. Avad works for the Eved according to Rav, like we just said. Halacha k'divayim kulam gerim, but achdil should not take gerim. Blame David, blame Shlaima. All these times, emi kavu gerim, emi kavu mashiach. Kiyotz by the kavu gerim, blame David, blame Shlaima. Amar las mikra. We see a makar in this in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Hein gur yagur efes ma'isi mi gur etchala la'ichipal." And we dash like this. Hein gur, if someone wants to become a ger, yogur, efes mo'isi, become a ger when I'm out here, Hashem is saying, when I'm out here. Mi gar itcha, if someone comes a ger while you are poor, alayich yipal, they will fall on me, which means they will get oilam haba. Aval itoch loy, but if not at that time, do not become a ger. So Akaponim, it comes out that the Chachil should not become a ger at these times. If you do, it works, according to Rav. So Taisa Zakasha, we know that the Kusim are not considered gerim because ger arise. Rav said that works for the Eved. So Taisa's answer is, there we knew they were being Oivid Eliheim, they were being Oivid Avodah Zarah. And therefore, we never accepted the gerim because they never really did the gerim properly. They were still busy with the Avodah Zarah. Ad Khan explained the first half of the Mishnah. Now we'll explain the second half of the Mishnah, where it says that Reuven had a relationship with Shimon's wife, which is just a terrible thing. The halacha is Shimon has to divorce his wife, and that Reuven cannot marry this lady, because it's also Baal Labayal. Now, what was the case over here exactly? How do we know that Reuven had a relationship with Shimon's wife? So, Zokta Gemara. Omar Rav Uba Edim. The case was, there were Edim that Reuven was Mazana with this Isha. That's the case, and therefore, it's Pasha Ziyotzi, because it's a Vaday Zaina over here. Amina, I would say kinayim v'shochav Rav Amla Hashmaitza. When Rav said this halacha, our Mishnah Me'edim, he was sleeping. It have a kash on it. Why? The time linked in the brisa. Haniton al eshes ish. If someone is choshed on eshes, again, Reuven is choshed to have a relationship with Shimon's wife. Vaitziyu al yodai, and Shimon had to give a get. V'nezgarsha metachas de'acha, and then Shimon's wife went and married someone else, married a whole another person, and then she got divorced again. So then, it says in this brisim, konas lo yaitzi. If Reuven now goes ahead and marries her, you're not meeting yaitzi. Because since someone else went in between, it dispels the rumors a little bit. Because after Shimon divorced her, she married someone else. So then if Reuven marries her, lo yaitzi. So what's the case? Hechidam, igadik edim, if there's edim, that is mezana, it makes a difference. Ki osa achav afske, even though she married someone else in between, asking the caller, my have, what's the difference? Is it Isser, Labal, Labayal? If he was really a boy, we have Edom on that, and help doesn't help if she married someone in between. He's also to him, Loyalam. He's also to Reuven, Loyalam. Elav must be the case is like Edom. There's no Edom here. And still, the time of the Osach, Vavsike, the caller. Only because someone else married in between do we allow Reuven to stay married to her. Elav, Achiv, Afkinon. She has to divorce this wife she had, there's a rumor on. So what do you see? Even if it's only a rumor on certain woman, on certain Eshish, still Reuven is the Yotzi, not Dafka Ve'edim. So how could Rav say Dafka Ve'edim? The Lach is even without Edim, you have to be Yotzi, as long as someone's not Mafsik in between. Amalach Rav, so Rav answers like this. Hu Adin, the Apagav Dli Osa Achav Afsike Lekolo, Iika Edim Mafkinon, Ilaka Edim Mafkinon. Rav tells you like this, that even the truth is, even if no one is Mafsik Lekolo, it's only by Edim that imafkina. We have a kasha. It's mashma over here that obviously we're talking about Edim, because if it was Edim, wouldn't help you mafsik. So the question is that if there's no Edim, so why do you have to marry someone else in between to say lo yaitzi? Even if you married someone else, if you didn't marry someone else between lo yaitzi, because according to Rav, dafka by Edim yimaitzi. So what's the pshav kamar? The afka of the osa acha ba'afsik lekala lechatchil lo yichnos. All it means is they come and tell us the chiddush. That even though they were mafsik, still lechatchila lo yichnos. Still lechatchila lo yichnos. It means Rav was like this: only if there's edim do you have to be mighty from the boil. But if it's just a rumor, the boil can stay married. Why does that Bryce say dafka a case of afske achar deir lo yaitzi? Teretz is because we want to say a chiddush that where afske achar still lechatchila the boil should not that the rumor the boil should not marry this woman. Meisvei, I have another kasha on Rav now. Meisvei, be more first. Meisvei, b'me'advar mamurim, v'she'en le'banu. When do we say that Yotzi, when do we say that Reuven has to divorce this Eish-Sister relationship with her, they married after she got divorced, you have to be Mitzi her, because she ain't Labanim, when she doesn't have children from Shimon. If she has children from Shimon, then let's say it, say, why? Because if you make her get divorced from Reuven, you're confirming that he's a Baal. And that makes a Reyesa on Shimon's children. So therefore, Medvam, she ain't Labanim, Yesh Labanim, let's say it, say, then Bo Eidetom, above is Eidetom, that Reuven was out with Shimon's wife, and even if Shimon has children, if he has a lot of children, until Tetzeh, still, Eidim, Eidim, the Baal. So what do you see from here? It's Mefurish over here that Kisha Ein La Banim, there's a din of Tetzeh. There's a din of Tetzeh. So our Mishnah could be talking about no children, and no Eidim, and still Allah is Yaitzi. Because Allah is that if there's no children, then even a rumor alone be a sufficient reason that Reuven will have to divorce this wife, after this divorce from Shimon, you're not allowed to go marry this lady. So what's Pshat and Rav? So Rav says, Rav Mukilom Astisim, Rav agrees to the halacha, you're right. But Rav Mukilom Astisim, Yeshla Banim, that Shimon has children with her. But Yeshla Edim, and therefore, only with Edim do you have Yotzi. Well, my duchke, the Rav Lukum Astisim, Yeshla Banim, Yeshla Edim. So why is Rav so intent in zetzing out with Edim, and therefore, even though Yeshla Banim, Yotzi, why do you have to say it? Just say a case of Ainla Edim. And in Labanim, and then the Lach is also Yaitzi. Zog to Gemara, my duch Rav look, because he's Miesh Labanim, Miesh Laedim, and time of the Eidim Afkinam. We like Eidim Afkinam, and in this case, it's to have children. Where Eidim would not be Afkinam, look more, which in Labanim. Why don't you say to Mishnah, where in Labanim? Afkinam, like Eidim, and there was no Eidim, still be Maitzi. Amarava, Mastisim Kashisei. It bothered the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Hoitziu, Mashma Bezdin forced Shimon to give a get. Maritan, it's you. List the Yaitzia, just said a case, was he punk give a get? Ella, call it Yitzhu Bezdin. Hitzhu means that Bezdin forced to give a get. Bezdin is Dafka Be'edim the Mafki. Bezdin is Dafka Be'edim. See, Rav looked at the Mishnah and said the Mishnah is talking about a case of Edim. Why? Because it says Hitzhu that Bezdin made him Shimon give a get. Shimon only has to give a get to his wife. We know for sure his wife is Zuzana. Just for a rumor, he does not have to give a get. Therefore, Rav said, look, the Mishnah Edim says Hitzhu. Once Tova Edim, so you have to say that we're talking about even Yesh La Bonim still. If Reuven goes ahead and marries this Eish-Ish after she gets divorced, you have to be Maitzi. Because also Labal and Boil. How do we know to Edim? Because it says Eitzi Uhu. That's a Rav knew. Our Mishnah is talking a case of Edim.